right, y'all. Get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. I am one of your co-hosts, Leonard Young, CEO of National Black God, DelawareBlack.com, Black Media Specialist, and all around good guy number one. I got number two here. Dave, how you doing today, sir?
I don't know who number two is, but I am here. I am here. This is David Coker, proprietor of Dave Mark Inc. Promotional person. How about that? Promoter, marketing specialist, music management, you name it. I do a little bit of everything. But I am not number two good guy. I'm number one. So I just put it out there. Good. I can't complain. Everything all right?
Yeah, you know, it's we made it to the freaking weekend. So thank you, Jesus.
First week of first full week of September and
crazy.
Wow. I mean, next thing you know, we'll be talking about Thanksgiving, man.
I know. Don't jinx it.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. We're coming up on it. We'll be coming up on a year doing this show too, man. I have to do something special for our anniversary.
November 8th.
Yeah, we got to do something special. So we got to have a big time guest on or something to hang out with us, you know, that day, you know. Okay. So we got to work on that. So, it's the weekend. Nothing really going on for me this weekend. Anything going on with you?
Hopefully not, because I want this weekend to be a nice, peaceful, relaxing weekend.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, that is that's important to get that relaxation. This has been an easy week for me because I only had to work one day this week, which was Friday today. So, I didn't have to. I was off the rest of the week, so I had a hard week working. You know, what can I say? You know,
okay, getting all that overtime. Hard. It's hard quiet quitting.
Yeah, there you go. For those who didn't listen to Tuesday's show, when you listen to it, you'll know what he's talking about. Here we are. It's the weekend roundup. You're listening to News and Trends on the weekend roundup, and what we're going to talk about today.
Yep, so today what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about our five favorite birthdays, you know, what we did for a particular birthday that just kind of made it one of our favorite birthdays. So, okay. With that said, Dave, I'll let you go first.
Oh, thank you. You're such a nice guy. Okay. All right. Of course, you know, this calls for reverse order, you know, so
starting from the birthday at the youngest age, going to the oldest age, or vice versa.
And I'm doing that. Yeah, I'm doing that as well. I'm doing the reverse order, my fifth one, and then the youngest age. Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
So I was around 10 years old. My mother and father, they were interesting people. They didn't have a lot of money. They didn't, you know, so when we got stuff for Christmas and birthdays, it wasn't that we got an excessive amount of things. It was always one really nice thing and then, you know, some small things. So this particular birthday, I wasn't looking for them. I did want them, but I wasn't looking for them. I didn't know they were going to get it for me. But I got a brand new pair of skates. Now, in my neighborhood, skating was pretty popular because we used to skate on the street. You know, we had the skates that, not the boot skates, you know, we had the metal skates that you hooked.
Jesus. Okay.
You know anything about that at all?
Yeah, those are ones you like. You put your whole shoe in and like wrap the skate around your shoe.
So they fit on your shoe and your sneaker and whatever. And right across the street from me, there was this business called Peter D. Furness. I'll never forget about it. But they had this blacktop across the street. Like their parking lot area was a blacktop. So we used to love to go over there and skate on that because it was smooth surface and we can do anything you wanted to. You can tell us anything, man. We thought we were all pros, you know, skating over there on that blacktop. So I remember getting these skates, man, because my other ones were breaking up and, you know, falling apart or whatever. And you couldn't tell me anything, man. And I remember I was ready to race everybody and everything, you know, because you couldn't tell me anything. I was going to beat everybody on these skates because I had brand new skates. Nobody had to look. And for the first time, and these were like the real top notch ones, because my other ones, you know how the skate, I don't know if you remember, they used to come with the keys, the Justice skate and all of that kind of stuff. So you don't know anything about that.
No, I don't. But
they, you know, they had, you can adjust the skates as far as how quick the wheels would spin, and, you know, you had the, it had a little, like thing on there where you can tighten the nuts, you know, to slide them to make them the same size as your shoe and all that kind of stuff. It was really, really cool. But this key was very important because if you lost this key, you were stuck, you know, you couldn't do anything with your skates, you know. So, and it was the first time I actually had a pair of skates that had this key with it. Man, I guarded that key with my life. You know, and the cool thing was to wear the key around your neck when you skated, you know, so you had to, you know, you wore it like a lanyard almost, right. You know, so, you know, and, you know, so you didn't want to lose that key because if you lost that key, you know, you were kind of out of luck with the skates, you know, so, but that was my first real big thing I remember for his birthday. And I mean, I remember the younger ones, but that one was like a real big deal. Because at that particular time, skating was really, really popular in my neighborhood. So that was my first one.
Gotcha. Okay. My number five, and at my youngest age, I was in college, and I was probably in my, because, you know, Dave, I was on the extended playing at FAMU, so I might have been my fifth or sixth year. And my mom drove down from Delaware all the way to Tallahassee, and you know that's probably straight, it's probably like a 14-hour drive, and you know, longer depending on how many times you stop. And you know, so at FAMU is, and probably, you know, all college, it was just a thing, like when your parents came in town for your birthday, they would take you and your friends out to eat. And you know, of course, you used to eat in cafeteria food, fast food, so it was always nice to go to a nice restaurant. So it was me, my friend Ernie, who you met before, and my friend Shara. So you remember on Tuesday we were talking about like best friends of the opposite sex, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
like she was like my ride or die best friend of the opposite sex. So it was the three of us and my mom. She took us to like the ultimate restaurant in Tallahassee at the time. Red Lobster. You know, so we're in Red Lobster eating, and you know, everything's great. And the reason why I remember this birthday, because have you ever been somewhere and you laugh so hard and so much that, you know, like I just never forget. So what happened was that made this birthday so memorable is, you know, my friend Ernie, he loves the ladies, right? Or at least in college, he loved the ladies. So there was this server who was, and you know, a nice looking female, and you know, black female. She's walking by, and Ernie was like, right? So I'm laughing to myself, and you know, we're all kind of laughing at the table, and my mom's like, "Oh, Ernie, you like that?" And he's like, "Yeah, you know, she's attractive." My mom is like, ma'am, can you come over here? So, you know, of course, everyone at the table was just rolling. So the girl comes to the table and my mom's like, "Oh, you know, are you dating anybody? Are you single?" She's like, "Yeah, I'm single." And, you know, Ernie's blushing now because, Dave, you know how it is. Like, you know, you, you know, young kids, they'll talk stuff, but then, you know, somebody pull up in their face and it's like, oh my goodness. And she asked the girl out on Ernie's behalf. And I just remember just rolling. And I mean, you know how like years ago something can happen and like you can still joke about certain stuff to this day. So like I always remember that. Of course the girl said no. I'm sorry, not of course.
Said no?
Yeah, she said no. I mean, for whatever. I mean, she may have just been professional and, you know, I'm just not going to do it. But it was just so funny. And like, I laughed at that for, in fact, I still laugh at that for till this day. But I just always remember that, you know, just.
Wait, hold on. Ernie never went back in there until I talked to her.
So, I was gonna say, we did have cars. I mean, he may not have. But, you know, if you're somewhere and you ask a girl out and she say no, you know, I mean, it's not too many times you circle back and ask again.
Well, it could have been a circumstance. Maybe because she asked, maybe, you know, he might have got lucky if he asked.
Right. You know? And, you know, maybe because he was embarrassed, you know, that probably stopped him from going back to, you know, ain't no telling. Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. All right. Wait till I see Ernie again.
Yeah. Tell him. Red Lobster, Tallahassee.
Yeah, Red Lobster.
1990 something.
I say, let's go to Red Lobster, Ernie. Let's see what's popping over there.
Right, you know? Right.
So, okay, all right. All right. So my next one, and this one, I'm going to say, it's not because of anything particular. It was just a big birthday, turning 18.
Okay.
A lot went on that year, of course. I was a senior in high school. Actually, when school was over, we moved that year to, I grew up in the projects over in Riverside. So we moved from Riverside into a house 2 weeks after I graduated from school. Of course, you know, staring college in the face that same year. It was just a lot that went on that year, turning 18. But I just remember being so excited. When February 24th, which is my birthday, when February 24th came around that day, I just remember like that night, the night before, I was having trouble sleeping because I just was so excited about turning 18. And then it just kind of came through. And I'm like, I'm 18. Didn't know what to do with myself. It didn't do anything spectacular. It was just the fact that that was the age that everybody wanted to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was a big birthday for me. And I remember my mom made my favorite cake that she used to make for me. And which was an applesauce cake. I know you don't know nothing about that, but an applesauce cake, which I really love. And I remember she gave me some money. And I remember I had gotten some money from a couple other family members. And I just remember, just how great it felt to reach that age, you know? And it, like I said, nothing, you know, not that anything big happened or anything, but just the fact that I got the 18.
Yeah.
That was a big age.
Praise God.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So that would be my number four.
Turning okay. 18. So my number four, let's make sure I'm going in the right order. Okay, so my number four actually happened while I was living in Texas. And just for a little backstory, I guess, I don't know, it was early 2000s. Myself and a girlfriend I was dating, we had moved to Austin, Texas temporarily and right outside of Round Rock. I'm sorry, a place called Round Rock, right outside of Austin. And, you know, we didn't know too many people. I was working for myself, so I really didn't know people. She had a job, so, you know, she knew people through her job and all that. So one time, and one of the girls that she worked with, she had, this girl had a boyfriend, and I just could not stand it. I mean, the boyfriend to me was just kind of annoying, but, you know, it might have just been me as well, because I ain't have no friends there. And I think it was my birthday weekend. And she was like, hey, you know, I made reservations for dinner. You know, get dressed, you know, get ready. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, sounds good. So as we were going to dinner, we stopped by her friend's house. And she's like, oh, you know, let me pick up something real quick and then I'll be right back. And she's like, you want to come inside? And I was like, no, because, you know, I don't really like, dude, you know, I'm just going to wait in the car. And she's like, okay. And she's like, well, here, just come in real quick. I may need you to carry something. So, you know, I'm giving her, Dave, I feel bad. I'm giving her all types of grief.
Yeah.
So I finally go in. And when I walk in the door, it's surprise. It's like 10 people in there. I mean, most of them are her coworkers and like their significant others if they had them. And, you know, these are people we kind of, I'd hang around with before. But so, you know, and well, I was just thinking about, you know, getting those flowers that you remember you talked about. So that was the first time I'd ever had a surprise birthday party. And to be honest, like if there weren't so many people around, I probably would have shed a tear because, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I thought about, I almost felt like, you know, Mr. Scrooge. Like I had such a bad attitude. I was talking about, you know, the girl's boyfriend and, you know, just the gesture of, it's probably really just being grateful. But, you know, when I went in there, everyone was, you know, excited. The guy was, you know, very nice. And I was like, damn, you know, I probably just had a bad attitude this time. But I just always remember that birthday because it's like, you know, people I talked about did something nice for me that I always remember. So, you know, that's definitely a memory I always have.
Now, dude, I tell you, you don't keep in contact with any of them people, right?
I mean, the ex via Facebook, you know, she done moved on, had kids, married in Florida. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we don't talk, but I mean, I'm connected via Facebook. And, you know, if she posts something like family related, you know, I'll put a like next to it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean,
the boyfriend never...
No, I mean, I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Well, that was my, you know, it's funny. You mentioned surprise birthday. I've never had a surprise party.
Yeah.
Never, ever, you know, but I think it would be kind of hard to do that with me because people would have to know who to contact and all that kind of stuff. Man.
But here. So like, let's just say it was me, which it won't be me, but okay. I mean, I look on Facebook, I contact your sister.
Yeah.
You know, I'll probably,
well, now I guess you're right. It's easy to do that now. Yeah. It's got social media. Yeah. You can do that. Yeah. Back then that would have been hard, you know?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Cause you could send out an invitation to everybody's friends list if you wanted to, you know, say, mm-hmm. Hey, look, if you're a friend of Dave's, be at this place on such and such a day, you know, whatever, that type of thing. So you might have a couple of my enemies there too, but that's a whole nother story. Hey. So,
yeah, well, Dave, so. I mean, you know, it's your birthday, so they actually be frenemies.
Oh, man. My next one, number three, was turning 21, man. Woo, 21. That was, you know, that was the age we had to get to in order to consider ourselves, you know, men and so forth. Even though 18 was that pre-step,
mm-hmm.
The 21 was the place that made you, the number that made you legal.
Mm-hmm.
There was a particular club that they didn't play no games. You had to be 21 in order to get into. And I always wanted to go to this place and thought about sneaking in because some places I can get into and I wasn't 21, you right. know.
But so I wanted this one.
Yeah, and plus I didn't want to take a chance. So I wanted to go there when I knew I was 21 years old.
Right.
And I could flash my ID to show that I was 21. You know what I mean? So my dream was to go to this place, you know, on my 21st birthday. I figured I knew I'd get in there after that day, but you know, I wanted to go there on that day. So I remember I didn't have a car at that particular time because the car I had had gotten into an accident. I wasn't even driving. I was so mad. That's a whole nother story. So what happened was, I remember talking to my boys. I had a certain group of boys. We always would go out together. And I remember talking to them and saying to them, hey, let's go to that club. It's my birthday. My birthday happened to be on a Saturday that year. I never forget it. It was so set up to go out and party at this particular place. Well, one of my boys didn't want to go. The other one said he had stuff to do. So forth and so forth. Man, I am getting so depressed, man, because I can't get anybody to go out that night to the spot, right? And I was like, the name of the spot was called Mr. T's. It was up on 202. So I was like, man, I'm going to end up being stuck in the house. So a friend of mine, a female friend of mine, one of these people that I tell you is a close friend from Tuesday Show, one of these people, she calls me to say happy birthday. And I said, we're so happy about it.
All right, Mr. Scrooge. She said, well,
yeah, she said, you turned 21. Now, she's a year older than me. She said, you know, that's all I remember hearing you talk about, is turning 21 this, turning 21 that. I said, yeah, but I said, I'm sitting at home. I want to go out and can't go out or whatever and so forth and so forth. And she said, oh, she said, that sucks. That's all she said. Sucks. So I'm hoping that she's like, she said, well, what are you doing? I said, man, I had gotten dressed, Leonard, thinking that I was going to hook up with somebody, go out that night, you know, so I'm already dressed and everything too. And I said, I'm sitting here dressed with nowhere to go. So she said, man, she said, that sucks like that. She said, well, I'm getting ready to go. You seem to be in a bad attitude. I'll talk to you later.
Damn. I know you like, what the?
I was like, what? You know, I'm bad, right? I'm, you know, so I'm getting ready to get undressed and just sit there. If I had some alcohol there later, I probably would have drank that night. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know. So my mom's trying to talk to me. She said, well, why are you still here? I said, it don't look like I'm going anywhere. And I'm mad with her, too. I'm like, I can't believe this. I can't go nowhere, you know. So about a half an hour later, and I'm sitting there, I'm watching basketball or something. About a half an hour later, my doorbell rings. And it's the girl that I talked to on the phone. Her name's Terry. It's Terry. And I said, what are you doing here? And she said, I came to take you out. I said, for real? I'm all excited, man. I'm jumping up and down like a kid out in a candy store. And she was dressed and everything. She was like, I didn't want to tell you over the phone. I wanted to surprise you. And so we ended up going out to the club, man. And we had a ball that night, man. That was like the best. That was the best birthday up until that point, was that day, you know, going to this club and hanging out at this club, man. And just feeling like I was 21. You know what I mean? I just felt like I was king of the world on that day, man.
Right.
So, yeah. So that was a good birthday. I will admit that. Okay, and thank you, Terry. And thank you, Terry. If you ever get a chance to listen to this, thank you, Terry, for making that happen.
Right. So, I mean, that birthday was kind of a surprise. I mean, it wasn't a party, but
it wasn't a party thrown for me. But the fact that she went out of her way to make that happen, that was a real friend, and she was a real friend. So,
yeah. Gotcha. Okay. My next favorite, my number three, and you know, I always say I'm easy to please. What year was that? 2017. I had a birthday happy hour at Chili's over by the mall. And I don't know if you were there, Dave, or not.
I was not there. That's why you saw me looking just then. I was like, I don't know anything about this.
You might have been at dawn. Ain't no telling.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
But I had a birthday happy hour at Chili's. It was a late night happy hour. And, you know, it was just fun. You know, like, and maybe even especially now after COVID, like, it's not often you get to be around a lot of your friends, you know what I mean? So like, there were probably about 20 to 25 people who showed up, and I mean, it was just, you know, it was just good people.
Mine is one person. But anyway, go ahead.
No. I mean, everybody who was supposed to be there was there. So, but I mean, you know, it was just a good time. And, you know, even your boy Dave Woolley popped up. He was there.
Dave Woolley was there and I wasn't there?
Yeah, you know, Dave Woolley was there. You're probably at work, man. You know, you have priorities.
Yeah. Well, back then I was working at night. So if it was during the week, yeah, I probably was working. So. Yeah.
But I mean, it was just a good time. It was simple. And I mean, to be honest, even talking about it, just saying it was so simple, but I mean, it was just fun, you know, just having good people around.
It's
good.
Usually the small things that make the people the happiest, you know, and that type of thing. Just being around friends like that, that makes all the difference in the world, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you had such a good time without me.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was a blast. Perfect.
I know. I'll keep that in mind for the next time I have a party and I don't. Anyway, so my next one, my number two, this one was more memorable because of what happened around it than the actual party itself. So my number two was turning 50. I had never had a birthday party before in my life. And so I decided that I was going to throw a 50th birthday party for myself. And since it was a big number, you know, 50 was, you know, everybody wants to get to 50, you know? So that was a pretty big year, you know? And I said, okay, let me go ahead and throw a party. Now, the tricky thing about my birthday is in February, so the weather is kind of crazy during that time. You don't know what to expect with the weather. So we planned this party. The party was going to be at Kegler's at Bolarama. I was having the party on a Sunday because they allowed me to have, well, I used to do a lot of stuff there at that time. So they allowed me to rent out the whole Kegler's to myself and have a DJ and food and all that stuff. So the day of the party, I'm all excited. I'm like, you know, I got all these people coming and whatever. You know, I managed to get people to come. And I'm just like, all right. You know, it's the first time I ever did anything for myself as a promoter or any of that kind of stuff, you know. It snowed that night. And we had to postpone the party. And it came down. I mean, it was no getting around it. It came down. It started early that day in the afternoon, and it just kept going. And I was like, man, I don't believe this. So I was disheartened. I was, you know, kind of upset about it. But I said, okay, well, you know. So the manager, okay, he said, okay, we can push it back a week. So we pushed it back to the following weekend. Let everybody know we're still having the party. Come out we've been doing it again on a Sunday. Come out next Sunday. You know, we'll have the party. And it was from 5 to 10. You're not going to believe this. It snowed again that next Sunday.
Hold on. Which birthday was this?
This was 50.
Okay. Could didn't this happen to you again?
No.
Okay.
No, not this. No, not, no. I don't think it ever snowed again on my birthday after that. No, not that I can remember that I had a party. I don't think so. Anyway, but this is memorable because we had to postpone it again because it snowed again that Sunday, the next Sunday. So now we're going into March. Now my birthday is the 24th. And the first Sunday was actually my birthday, the 24th. The second Sunday was a week later. So we're into March now. Okay. So then we reschedule it. We finally had the party sometime in the middle of March, Leonard. It was crazy. And I was like, everybody kept saying, you know, happy birthday to me. I said, well, my birthday was actually a couple of weeks ago. But but it turned out we had a great time, but it wasn't as special as it would have been that night,
right?
If we had it that night. But we had a great time. I lost some of the people that were planning to come because they couldn't come. But we made it do what it do. But that was the first party I ever had. We had a good time. So 50, it worked. Just worked a little later than I planned on, but it worked out. So
right.
That was my second favorite birthday.
Okay. All right, so my number two birthday ended up being a surprise trip to Mexico. And so I wasn't married at the time. I think we were engaged. But, you know, it's just one of the things where, you know, they're like, okay, pack your bags. I ain't going to tell you where we're going. And, of course, I happened to be looking at something and I saw Cancun. I'm like, oh, okay. And I had never been to Mexico before, so I didn't realize that, you know, the resorts in Mexico are similar to the resorts in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was just a great time. Of course, anyone who knows me know I love to eat. I love Mexican food. And I mean, just had a good time. It was, you know, it was just a great trip, eye-opening. You know, everyone, that Mexican culture, very nice, polite. I mean, of course, we're tourists. But still, that was just, you know, one of my favorite birthdays, that first trip to Mexico.
Okay. Yeah, that's not the one yet. Montezuma's Revenge, is it?
No, that was a different one. Thank Jesus.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just checking, you know. Anybody know about Montezuma's Revenge? Look it up if you don't know about it, because poor Leonard, he had to deal with that one time. He was good.
That was ugly.
He just talked about how sick he was, man.
Dave, I mean, I legit lost about 20 pounds in a week. and for anyone knows, I'm already thin. So
yeah, that stuff ain't no joke. Yeah, that Montezuma's Revenge, man. So, but anyway, all right. So my number one, actually, a few years ago. 2020, ironically.
Pandemic.
What made it really interesting was 2 weeks before my birthday, I ended up in the hospital with a blood clot. Matter of fact, I was supposed to be doing a appearance. Remember Omar? There was an appearance that Omar supposed to go on Omar's show. Me and you were supposed to go on there, but I was going to go on there to represent us and couldn't go because I was in the hospital. You remember that?
Slightly.
Yeah. I was in the hospital for a whole weekend fooling around with this blood clot that I had got. And so I had made all these plans for my birthday party, which was going to be my 60th birthday party. Another big number. Keep in mind, from the time I turned 50 in that 50th birthday party, I had a birthday party every year from 50 all the way to 60, which had become kind of a regular thing. Everybody always looked forward to the birthday parties because we always had a nice turnout, always had a good time. Leonard was at a few of them. He didn't come to all of them. He blew me off at some of them. So, but, you know, we always had a good time at the birthday parties, right, Leonard?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. DJ Tim Dog representing.
And we moved them around. We were at the Clarion, you know, for a few of them. We went to Clarion in Philadelphia for a few of them. So we moved them around. But this particular one was at the Belvedere Fire Hall, which I had done a couple there at the Belvedere Fire Hall. It was the purple and black affair. Everybody came out in purple and black. Purple was the color. A lot of people don't know. Purple is the color for 60. And it also stands for royalty as well. And, you know, turning 60 and my name being David and a king, you know, that, you know, that's was the perfect colors for that. What made that party so special was it was a great mix of new and old friends and family. there were some people there from my childhood that I hadn't seen in years. And then a lot of people from my present that, you know, of course, are new in my life, you know, but, you know, recently new in my life. So it was a good mix of people. It was packed. You know, usually I get a good turnout for these parties. Leonard and his wife was there. It was really, really special. And people, I had a photographer went around and people gave little testimonials. And, you know, I still have a lot of that stuff. It was a really, really special day, a day that I'll never forget, considering, you know, 2 weeks prior to that, I was in the hospital having breathing issues from a blood clot. And here I was celebrating my 60th birthday with my friends and family. It also was very special for me because there were a couple family members. I have a picture with my family members, but two of those people that are in the picture ended up passing away shortly after that party. So that meant, you know, that made it even more special for me because I got a chance to spend some time with them. They kind of passed away unexpectedly on top of that. And you just never know. That's why, you know, that number 60 is such a big number. Considering that it was what it was a great day because a couple weeks later, we had a pandemic and everything shut down after that. Haven't done a party since. Not a big party. Hopefully next year I will get back on track and do another one. But we were shut down 2 weeks later. And this tells you how you never know and you got to enjoy everything while you can. And that was one of those parties that I really, really enjoyed. And probably the best party I ever had, even though I've had some nice parties, that was probably because of the people that were there. Like you just said about the event that you, that the party that I wasn't at, that you said all your other friends.
I mean, I guess work was more important. That's what you showed me.
I don't even know if I got an invitation, folks, but anyway.
You know you did.
So, but yeah, I get what you were saying about that. So, but that's probably the most special one that I've had, special birthday that I've had yet. So, that was my number one.
Okay. It's funny because my number one was actually from 2020 as well. And this feeds off of my number two, which is Mexico. Went back to Mexico again. And this was my favorite for two reasons. So, Dave, I don't know if you remember during the pandemic, you know, of course, a lot of people are still itching to travel and take their vacations, but, you know, a lot of the world was locked down. Well, there was one country that was not locked down, which is Mexico. So, yeah. You know,
a lot of people were going to
Mexico. If you went on social media, like everyone, their mama was going to Mexico, and the prices. Dave, like, I wish those prices could have stayed forever. I mean, the prices were probably a quarter of what they were now just because, you know, they were trying to get any business they can, you know, the airlines too. And so we did we kind of did two different trips in one. We did half the week in Tulum. We rented this Airbnb that was like in the woods and just very nice, own little private pool in the back. At night, like you could literally see the bats just flying around like over the pool. It was cool and scary at the same time. And then the second half, we went to this, well, I would say it was brand new, but I don't know if it was brand new or just empty. But we went to this resort that was closer to Cancun. And the thing I loved about this resort, and this would be what I would want if I lived in the city. Like, I would love to live in, like, an apartment or a condo that was on top of, like, storefronts. And, you know, of course, you know, people do it all the time, and probably a lot of our listeners may live that life, but I never lived that life and I've always wanted to. But the way that this resort was set up was on the bottom floor, well, not the, on the inside, like the units that face like the inside of the courtyard, the bottom floor was all like little restaurants and eateries. And then all the rooms were up top, or the rooms faced like the outside of the resort. And, you know, I just loved it because it was like the best of both worlds. The first time we in the jungle, you know, jungling it up. And the second, you know, the second half of the week, we were in this nice resort. Food was great. All you can eat, all you can drink. The weather was good. So, I mean, that I will say is my all time favorite birthday. And I don't know if that one will ever be topped.
Oh, well, sound like a good time. I don't know. Yeah, I guess you had to. You had to hint around the wifey and make sure that.
Yeah, because I mean, who knows? My birthday is coming up. We over a month from my birthday, so I'll start. But you know,
case you have any happy hour of secret meetings that you don't want me to know about, I guess you know, don't say it on News and Trends when your birthday.
I know. Yeah. But, you know, those prices now aren't like they were before. Like, now it's almost like a house down payment to get there.
And speaking of this, you know, now notice, let me say this. Almost every birthday that I've had over the last 10 years, Leonard has been invited to or has come to at either or. You know, now he's had these birthdays. You notice, you know, he didn't say Dave was there or Dave went with me, you know, to this place or anything like that. I'm just need you guys to mark that down, you know.
Okay. So are you saying I didn't say, yeah, Dave, me and my wife went to Mexico? Is that what you're talking about?
You heard that, but you didn't invite me to, you know, say, to Mexico. I could have went to Mexico, man.
Well, the first one was a surprise. So,
yeah, that's right. I couldn't go to that. But, you know, but I'm just saying, just for future reference, wherever you're doing, you know, if you have a little happy hour again, you know, I'm just saying, let's see if I get an invitation. People, I will let you know if he doesn't invite me. Okay.
Dave, you already know you're gonna get an invitation because I need someone to pay that bill. What you talking about?
There's a guy named Bill that works there. Okay. All right. No problem.
Yeah, well, you can pay the bill to Bill. That's fine.
Yeah. So, but you know, it's funny because birthdays are things that, you know, we kind of take for granted at times because we just, when they come, you know, we just kind of check the numbers out, you know, and numbers is what matters the most. But when you have things like the ones we've talked about where there's some thought behind the birthdays or whatever the case may be, they are very special. And you definitely, if you're of a certain age or whatever, you know, you definitely want to make sure that you acknowledge, you know, when you had something that was done for you that was special or that you had a good time on that particular day or during that particular time, you know. So I will say that I'm at the age now that I appreciate each and every birthday that comes around, you know.
Same here.
So, and especially with all that's going on in the world, you know, every year we got a new a new virus or whatever the case may be.
Monkeypox,
and next thing we're gonna have chimpanzee pox or whatever. Right. You know, I'm still trying to figure out why they call it monkeypox. What was that reference about?
I don't know. Maybe they knew they couldn't call it chicken pox, so they wanted to switch it up.
Yeah, I guess so. Next one would be horse pox or something, you know, maybe. So, but anyway, you guys, if you want to share with us your most favorable birthdays or memorable birthdays, feel free to do that so we can talk about them when we come back on the air on Tuesday. I think we're supposed to have a guest next Tuesday, Leonard, if I'm not mistaken. We
Connie,
have,
right?
Yeah, Connie. We have Connie coming on next weekend, and Connie Drummond will be on with us, playwright here in Delaware, owner of Artscape Gallery downtown. So if you're make sure you tune in with us. She is a very very interesting and exciting person to talk with and listen to. So we will have her on next week as our guest, and we will hopefully have you guys tuning in and listening to us then. Anything you want to add there, Leonard?
Nah, just hopefully everyone has a good, safe weekend, and you know, make sure you catch us on Tuesday.
Okay. All right. With that being said, good night, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.